The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. His neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came to the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, his name will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made a sign, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all the neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. One or few words about John the Baptist here. We have no idea what time of the year or what year John the Baptist was born. Nor, by the way, do we have any idea when Jesus Christ was born. I mean, we set a date of December 25th for Jesus, but that has its own story, how we got to December 25th. It's not mentioned in the scriptures. There is no date given for the birth of John the Baptist or for the birth of Jesus. So there's a whole history to how we got to celebrate Jesus on December 25th. However, in the 4th century, back in the time of St. Augustine, this feast of the birth of John the Baptist was first established, and it became confirmed in the next century and so forth. So we have it now on this date in June. The early fathers in the church had a reason for putting John the Baptist in here in June and Jesus in December. Augustine explains this. He says, you know, the summer solstice is just about this time of the year. Technically speaking, we celebrate the summer solstice on the 21st of June, which is the longest day of the year. So it's about this time of the year. And after this, we have the longest day of the year, and then the days will get shorter and shorter. Symbolically, John the Baptist was born in glory, mysterious, wonderful. He has to be a prophet, given the manner of his birth. So there is great light when he is born. But then it becomes darker and darker. Then the days get shorter. And John the Baptist will say, "I must decrease and Jesus must increase." So the symbolism of the day is getting shorter after John the Baptist was born. Meantime, on December 25th, we have the winter solstice, which means it's the shortest day of the year, around the 25th of December, when Jesus is born. And after that, the days get longer, the symbolism of new light, longer days, bigger, great revelation. Whereas in John the Baptist's birth, the days will get shorter. After Jesus' birth, the days will get longer. It's meant to be the symbolic statement that Jesus is supreme. Jesus is the one. It's a teaching for us that each of us following Jesus Christ, we become less and Jesus Christ becomes great. So your witness is not your own faith. Your witness is the presence and power of Jesus Christ in your life. That's the teaching of this winter, summer and winter solstice, and how we got to celebrate John the Baptist in June and Jesus in December. There is more to the story of Jesus and the 25th of December, but that's another homily some other time. So we pause now for a moment of prayer. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for peace in our own land. We're a people of conflict. And peace in our church. We have divisions, misunderstandings, and so on. So let this be the great prayer of this day. In the name of Jesus the Lord, amen.